Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fran Mullins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Mike Heath. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Heath steals second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. Johnson moves to third. Morrison moves to second. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Morrison moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Gonzalez pinch runs for Jeff Newman. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Essien moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Gonzalez now playing first base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foley for a passed ball. Heath moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Essien and he is out, McKay applying the tag. 2 outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mullins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines bunts towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to second. 1 out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas throws the ball into Guerrero who tags Molinaro trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Squires scores. Johnson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Clutz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. McKay moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Essien. The throw from Foley and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. McKay moves to third. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullins moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy throws the ball into McKay, who tags Squires trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mullins scores. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath bunts towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Murphy moves to second. One out. Mike Proley now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-3 in the game. Clutz takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Foley and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Moore pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to third for the out. Molinaro moves to second. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Essien and he is out, Clutz applying the tag. Morrison moves to second. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foley for a passed ball. McKay moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero bunts towards third. Mullins fields it and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to third. Essien moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McKay tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Rich Wortham now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mullins hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Sutherland pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.